What happened? Where's the water? Matt said. The wailing faded in response to a press of a button, and Robin closed up the cupboard doors. There's no water, she said. That would ruin everything, as bad as fire. Then what? Can't you hear it? There was still the hissing sound, even though Robin had shut off the alarms. Gas! He was finding it hard to breathe. Inert gas starves the fire of oxygen. Us too, if we aren't careful. We should get out and stop the firemen using their hoses. Yeah, they'll just make more water creatures. Robin sighed, as if he was missing the point. They'll ruin Dad's books. They picked their way through the mess and debris in the gathering morning light. The last fire engines had gone, the experts having declared that the house was structurally intact. They implied that after the fire, it didn't deserve to be. It wasn't the house the fire was trying to burn, Robin told them. Several of the upstairs rooms were burnt out and the whole place stank of smoke. The carpet down the main stairs was a damp, charred mess. The corridors were blackened and discoloured. Catherine was gone. Her room was a blackened ruin, but there was no sign of her body. Do you think she managed to escape? Aunt Jane asked. I'm sure she did, Robin replied shortly. In Dad's helicopter. But she can't... Matt broke off. Oh, right. She started the fire. She was playing along with us. She thought you knew something useful about the disc, Robin reminded him. She wanted to know what it was. And then last night, I said I thought Dad would be able to decipher the symbols on the disc easily. She didn't need us anymore. Simple as that. Bitch, Aunt Jane said. They both looked at her. Forget I said that, she told them. Then she put a hand to her mouth. She probably never called Mr. Smith. I left her to it. She said she'd spoken to him, that woman. Something had occurred to Matt, too. I bet she's taken the other disc, he said. It was in the library on the table, while I was asleep. I bet she took it, he ran to check. The wood panelling lining the passageway from the hall to the library had warped in the heat. The glass on several of the pictures was cracked and discoloured. One of the paintings had burnt almost away, leaving just the heads of two girls staring out from history, one dark-haired and blue-eyed like Robin, the other fair-haired with smudged green eyes. The library was in surprisingly good shape. The water hadn't reached it, but several bookcases on the gallery were a charred mass. A ragged black line ran down the stairs and across to the door, but the fire had followed Matt and Robin and hadn't stopped to burn the books. The table was as Matt had left it. His drawing of the symbols from the disc had curled in the heat, but it was intact. The books were where Robin had left them, and as Matt had expected, the wooden box containing the metal disc was gone. Only Dad's clay copy of the disc from Valderhome was still there. Catherine Feather had not wanted to risk disturbing him by taking it from under his hand, Matt guessed.